Erotic intelligence and erotic empathy. Those were two things mentioned on a social media post by Amanda Luderman yesterday. And what does that have to do with carrot cake? We're going to get to that. Tonight is Trouble Tuesday on Passion here on CJAD 800. Amanda's going to be sitting in for Dr. Lori, taking your questions. It all starts at 10 p.m. Amanda Luderman is a psychotherapist with an interest in the erotic dynamic of relationships. She joins us now. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. So what should we start with? Should we start with erotic intelligence or erotic empathy? I need to know, like, does one come before the other?
Well, erotic empathy is definitely newer.
Okay. Let's start with, what is erotic empathy?
Okay. So erotic empathy, it is a concept that I have been marinating basically on for a few years now, and recently have just launched the Center for Erotic Empathy, which encompasses now more than just me in the practice of psychotherapy, research, and education for intimate erotic connection and relationships. And erotic intelligence is more, I would say, is the field. It's a concept that's been around now for a little bit more in the field of relationship therapy for a little bit longer. And what it really means is not just sexual functioning and not just mental health, but the erotic interest, in what makes us tick, right? So It's the thing. The erotic empathy concept is really the skill that I've been working out, practically speaking, for couples to be able to develop, so that they can sustain erotic connection long term. So that big mystical or long term desire mystery that everyone's after.
So I was thinking when I was trying, I'm like, what is that? What is erotic intelligence? What is erotic empathy? And I thought, I figure both of them must very much have to do with being in tune with each other. Is that
absolutely
okay?
Absolutely. Attunement, couple attunement is a really, really important part of what makes people, choose to want to be together intimately across time, being attuned to one another. So you never want to feel like your partner is sort of consuming you sexually, right? On their own agenda. You really want to feel like you're attuned to one another and can actually enhance each other's experience of arousal when you're having a shared sexual experience.
You got to be in it together. What if one person is just not feeling it? You're not feeling attractive, or maybe you're not feeling attracted to the other person. Is that where this comes into play?
That's right. I've noticed, years of doing couples therapy, I've noticed that people tend to reject the sexual initiatives of their partners because they feel it unattractive themselves. And so when you tell somebody, no, I don't feel, I feel fat today, or I don't feel attractive, or you're afraid you won't perform well, you're essentially telling your partner not to find you attractive, not to initiate sex. And so in doing that, in expecting them to have the same reality as you in that exact moment, you ultimately aren't embodying empathy. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the thing, that we tend to reject our partner's initiative even when they want us. So in fact, we're rejecting their desire by telling them that they shouldn't have desire. And that's a lack of erotic empathy.
We're speaking with Amanda Luderman, a psychotherapist. We're specifically speaking about erotic intelligence and erotic empathy. So I was going to ask you, how can a lack thereof of either one adversely affect a relationship? But I think you just summed it up there. I feel like that's exactly it. If you're not having that, if you're not in tune, if you're not cognizant of how your actions and reactions affect your partner, you're in trouble.
Right. If you're choosing to actually feel that, you're not attractive, then you're putting your self-consciousness in the place of actually noticing your partner's arousal for you. So if you take the focus and take it away from yourself and put it back onto your partner, watching them enjoy themselves with you, then you're much more likely to sustain erotic connection together.
You know what else it makes me think of, Amanda, is I remember once having a conversation with Dr. Lori that a couple that, I don't want to get into it too much because I don't want anybody to figure out who I'm talking about, but friends of my mom, so of another generation, always had Thursday nights, which were pizza and sex nights. And everybody made fun of it because they were like, pizza and sex night, like on third, you have to schedule it. And I was like, how romantic is that? I'm like, what if you don't feel like it on a Thursday night? And I remember Dr. Lori saying something to the effect of, sometimes even when you don't feel like it, you kind of got to do it. What do you think? Do you agree with that, Amanda?
Absolutely. I often suggest people schedule sex. First of all, it actually puts the spontaneity back into it as much as you don't think it does initially, because a night you are scheduled to have sex also makes for a lot of nights you're not allowed to have sex.
Right.
That's one way to look at it.
Oh, yeah, that's sexy in its own way.
Right. So you actually have to sort of simmer the other times, and then you're allowed, you know, and you're prepped for it. I mean, once upon a time, dating was actually just a lot of preparation for intimacy. It was assumed you're going to be intimate. So that was very scheduled, but we didn't think of it that way. Whereas when you're married, you're just not prepped as much. And so spontaneity isn't, you're not making the conditions for spontaneous sex. So, you know, the legs aren't shaved and whatever people feel they need in advance. When you do that, you actually allow for a more spontaneous experience if you're a little prepared.
Okay. And Amanda, what does carrot cake have to do with any of this?
Okay. So carrot cake has actually a lot to do with this comes from my husband and I. I have a little line about carrot cake in my own head. I say, keep vegetables out of my dessert. But he happens to really like carrot cake, you know, the kind with the cream cheese icing and good stuff. I don't like it, but I will happily find it for him, and I will happily enjoy him enjoying it. But I don't have to like it myself.
Right.
And so thus evolved the idea, I am carrot cake. I don't particularly find myself attractive necessarily all the time, especially. But who am I to tell him that he shouldn't find me attractive?
Don't rain on his parade.
Don't rain on his parade. Don't disallow somebody from what they find enjoyable if you enjoy them. And if you want to make that space between you to allow for desire to flow and of course be sustainable, then what you have to do is allow your partner to have their own reality that may actually be very different from your own.
I totally love that. Tell us about this event on September 24th.
Thank you. And okay, so 24th is the pelvic floor and an intimacy conversation. I'm going to be with a colleague, a pelvic floor physiotherapist, Amadea Kazar. Her practice is on Green Avenue. And together we're going to be speaking the ultimate taboo conversation, everything you've ever wanted to know about incontinence, fears of pelvic floor issues in all genders. So men who have premature ejaculation or delayed ejaculation, also there is pelvic floor information to be had there. Women during post-pregnancy, menopause-related control issues, all of the above factor, and of course sexual pain and orgasmic experiences or inorgasmic experiences as well, vaginismus.
Covering
and the
it
like.
All.
All of it all. It's an interesting conversation. We have a ton of questions coming in about those topics, and I think creating a safe space to have that conversation is really going to be wonderful. So please do attend. The event is called Kegels and Orgasms, which is really more than Kegels and Orgasms, and it's you can buy tickets on Eventbrite.
And it's September 24th at 6 p.m. That's Amanda Luderman sitting in for Dr. Lori, taking your questions on passion tonight starting at 10 o'clock. She's a psychotherapist with an interest in the erotic dynamic of relationships. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you so much.